Hello, it's Ankita Sharma from India. How are you guys doing? Again, I'm not gonna ask you, not gonna tell you where I am right now, but you can guess it right, still stuck at home. Very well. Anyhow, this is going to be my fifth podcast, fifth audio actually. And I really wanted to share something out to the people who are listening to me. I'm not the one who knows how to professionally make a podcast. I've not done any studies on this. I've not searched about it a lot, not have taken any professional training to make your own podcast and how to, get the audience like you, share among the people. So I'm not... I haven't got any particular, training about it. I don't know how to make a podcast. I just, to be very, very honest, I was stuck. I was boring, damn bored. I don't have a job right now. We don't have, as I mentioned earlier, I'm a trainer, teacher, so we don't have students to teach. So it's like every single day, it's hard for me to... not do anything productive, not to scold anyone, not to be mean to students, not to do anything, productive for my life or for my skills. So I started making this podcast, and it's fifth audio. Not many people have heard me, and I have no idea when you're going to hear me. Will it be still on the rocks, or will it be floating up? No idea. I'm not making it to get promoted or to get, to have very much, publicity, actually, to be very honest. In India, we don't talk or we don't listen to podcasts a lot. I don't know about the other nations, but here, podcasts are not that much popular. Anyhow, I was trying to talk about you guys is about how much people crave to talk. As I am a teacher myself, I've studied psychology as well. I understood the mental health, the problem of the people nowadays are facing is not hunger, not exactly depression, but the mental health is also one of the important factors that is contributing in a person's life. I don't want to tell you about my age, but I'm almost 30. Don't say anything. I am almost. Okay, anyhow, I'm having job, I'm happy, I'm earning a lot, not too much, but you cannot say that I'm going to be, person who's gonna marry me will be marrying for my money. No, I don't have that much, but yeah, I'm satisfied with my life, and everything is great, cool, family's fine, boyfriend's fine, siblings fine, but then the problem turns up is the mental health. When you're sitting at home for a couple of days, it's like a break, it's like a vacation, you need it, you're desperate. Somehow you sleep throughout the days, you just watch television, listen to the music, cook food, enjoy, catch up with your old friends. You haven't done them for a long, long, long time. But what about a week or so? And we can see that in India, there has been extension of lockdown 4 to 5 times. So, such an extension of lockdown is making or draining this mental health, the positivity, the hope inside us, it's getting out. And many people, including me, myself is feeling depressed, I'm feeling down, I don't have to talk to someone, I don't know what should I talk. And everywhere in the news you see, and every channel they're talking about, the deaths, how they are trying to find the vaccinations, if there are other calamities in India. We had cyclones, we had a couple of earthquakes, so yeah, we have been facing such calamities from last couple of months. And then there is a continuous death, and not only the death of common men, but the film stars, the film actors, the singers. It's like too depressing to watch television as well. And there is nothing new on Netflix, all the old ones, we have watched that twice, thrice, four times, you but just get forward with it. So at that time, what I've understood or what I've felt, like, people like us need somebody to listen to us. We need someone to tell us that everything's going to be okay, you don't need to worry, it's fine, this is just a phase of life, and you know, you'll move on, things will be better in a couple of months or so. We all are scared as hell. Damn scared. I am more scared than you can ever be. I mean, I'm sure everybody is actually. The thing is, we all need somebody to listen to us. And that is what I have felt the podcast is all about. That we can talk, we can share our emotions, we can share our feelings. And the people who are listening to us will understand and try to reconcile with us. They'll make us say it's okay, or they can understand what, you know, the dilemma we are going through, what the storms we are facing inside us. And if you are doing the same, you're feeling the same actually, so I would like to say it's okay, it's fine, don't panic. It's a rush of adrenaline right now, even though we are not climbing the mountains or not trying to do anything, you know, adventurous, but still there's a rush of adrenaline in my brains. But at the end, it's going to be all right. I have seen a lot of ups and downs, and it's going to pass away soon, and then we'll be joking about it in last, you know, in a couple of years we might be joking with friends and family. Remember the day when we were stuck at home, we were fighting, you know, we were crying to go out. Now we are again desperately waiting for vacations to turn up. It's going to be okay. It is actually. So that's all I want to share. That's all I want to say. Thank you so much for listening. Sayonara. It's Ankita Sharma from India. Keep yourself happy. Be positive. Enjoy.